This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
The line is right.
It is good to be back right in time for what my money is the best weekend in football, divisional weekend in the NFL. And we have some lines to guess, including one that's not even set yet. So let's get right to it. As the Bengals travel to Tennessee to take on Chelsea's one-seed Titans, the fighting Mike Vrabels. I've heard Chelsea cheated a bit on this one, but let's see if she knows the answer. Chelsea, guess the line.
Well, I didn't cheat. I have been hit in the face with this because I follow so many Titans writers and, you know, journalists that I've just seen it. And I am told that this is not the line anymore, but it was Titans -3, and I am told that it has moved. So I'm going to guess it is moved with money coming in on the Bengals, because I think people are going to want to play the Bengals this week. So I'm going to go Titans -2.5.
Yeah, and Jenks?
Oh, that's what I was thinking as well. You know what? I'll go. There's going to be a lot of recency bias with the Bengals. I'll go Titans -2.
Chelsea's correct, and it actually is money coming in on the Titans. It is -3.5. With Tennessee.
I didn't see that one coming.
Me neither. Okay.
People don't believe in those fighting Joe Burrows. Let's move on. The 49ers head to Lambeau to take on the Packers in what might end up being a blowout. It is the biggest spread of the weekend, if that helps at all, Jenks.
Okay.
At least for now, it's the biggest spread of the week.
This feels like the Packers are always big favorites at home. So I'm going to go Packers. Not going to be a touchdown. Packers -5.5, 6. Let's go 6.
Over to Chelsea.
I think it's got to be lower than that. The Niners look pretty good, and this is the playoffs we're talking about. Although the hint was that this is the biggest spread of the weekend, I'm going to go Packers -5, but they don't usually do 5. So let's do 4.5.
It goes to Jenks. The line is -5.5. Chelsea, you were off by a hook more than Jenks was. And now, because we only have 3 lines, we got to play a little best 2 out of 3 here. This is the tiebreaker. The Bills and the Chiefs. As Josh Allen travels to Arrowhead for the Bills, can they pull off the upset and take down Kansas City? Guess the line.
Am I going first?
Yes.
Sure. Between you two, play rock, paper, scissors if you want. Rochambeau for it.
No, we're all adults here. I'm going first, Jinx, so just pipe down. all right, so I'm going to go Chiefs -3.5.
Over to Jinx.
That's a good guess. I'm going to say it's lower. I'm going to say it's Chiefs -2.
It is Jenks with the win. And we have one last game we will get to in a moment. But the line at BetMGM currently, Chiefs -2.5. It opened at 2. So, Jenks, you were right for a moment. But it is out to 2.5 now with money coming in on Kansas City. I don't know. I kind of like Buffalo. Everybody knows how much I like Buffalo on this program. But I'll tell you what. I like Buffalo. All right. We don't have a line for the final game with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay gets to host either the Cardinals or the Rams. So we'll have a little fun with this. If it's the Cardinals, where would you put the spread? And if it's the Rams, where would you put the spread? I have a feeling either way, the Bucs are going to be fairly heavy favorites.
Oh God!
I think it's the Bucs that are going to be favored by 5.5 if it's the Cardinals, 4.5 if it's the Rams. The Bucs have been an absolute wagon at home this year, and I think they will get a lot of credit. And obviously, the odds makers are putting this line where they want to draw the action. Tom Brady in the postseason, like, you know how many people want to bet on him? So I feel like you get a few extra points, you know, that you'll have to lay, you know, the Tom tax. So I will go Cardinals +5.5, Rams +4.5.
Oh, I think you nailed these. Honestly, I'm going to say, I think the Rams line. No, that's right. The Rams, I feel like, is spot on. If it's the Cardinals, I believe the Bucs might be favored by -6, -6.5 against the Cardinals, just because the Rams, when they played the Bucs, I know it was way early in the season, but they had that really impressive win against Tampa when the Rams were red hot early on. I think the Rams line is where it is. But if it's the Cardinals, I think it's going to be the Bucs laying a little more. So I'll say Cardinals -6, but I'm with you on -5 or -4.5 against the Rams. I think that's right on.
For posterity, if I may get involved in this little action, I actually think it's 7 if it's the Cardinals, 3.5 if it's the Rams.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. Now I take it back. I think the line will be shorter if it is the Rams.
Yeah.
Just because you're right. They beat them pretty soundly last time out.
It was a long time ago. I don't think there's going to be a ton of weight on that game. I just think, like, Rams defense is very good. LA is going to draw some action on that. I feel like 3.5 is more in line with where that would end up. And it would probably move to 4 by close.
This is going to absolutely depend on how they look tonight, too. If they squeak out this win, then it may be -4.5. But if they end up blowing out the Cardinals or looking dominant, then I think we might see -3.5. You know how this goes. There's always a little recency bias that we see here. So I think it depends on how they perform tonight and whether they barely get by or whether they dominate.
Yeah, I'm on that page. I think real quick before we move on, do you think there is any value in the futures market on either of these teams, the Cardinals and the Rams? Because obviously, you know, if you like either of these teams to win the Super Bowl or go to the NFC Championship, mm-hmm. you probably need to put that bet in now.
Yeah, I have a Rams 14-1 ticket. I wouldn't put it in now. I'm not bullish on the Rams like I was early in the season. Actually, I think if you like a team, the Niners are the team to like, because they are sneaky good. I don't think they're going to win in Green Bay, but if you're strictly looking for value, I think San Francisco is probably the team, maybe Cincinnati. I don't trust the Rams. I hope they come home for the sake of my futures ticket, but I don't really see a value there. Do you?
I don't think so. I don't really believe in either of these teams making it deep in, you know, the NFC, especially with the Packers looming, and especially with the Packers getting that really crucial first round bye in which they can get a little bit healthier.
And if you're curious, wins or odds, I should say, to win the NFC, Rams at 6-1, Cards currently at 11-1.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.